to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and he can't take it with him. Well, I went to work and found Ray, who's 40 and takes medication to control his high blood pressure, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month. That's way more coverage for a lot less than what he was paying. If SelectQuote didn't shop for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote and to find out how much you can save, call 1-800-885-4646. That's 1-800-885-4646. 1-800-885-4646. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available on...
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store and a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers. Locally owned and operated, Locker Room specializes in team sales, award trophies, and even plaques. You want anything Bomber? Your one-stop shop is the Locker Room. Shirts, jerseys, sweats, and hats, they have it all, and you never have to wait long. Locker Room can even custom personalize anything for you. Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut in Mountain Home. The Locker Room, your Bomber headquarters.
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mount Holmes girls trailing Greenwood 36-12. We'll look over some of our numbers in a little bit. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mount Holmes boys coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, before we talk about tonight's matchup, a couple nights ago you played a makeup game against Salem Springs, lost 51-33. You knew that Salem Springs was one of the best teams in the conference going into that game.
Yes, we talked about kind of that three-headed monster in our conference. That's Siloam, Valonia, and Russellville. Right. They're all sitting at 10-1 now. Siloam and Russellville. Siloam goes to Russellville tonight, so there'll be a two-way tie for first. And then on the other side of it, you've got a couple teams kind of battling for the fourth spot right now. Greenwood's in the driver's seat, so this is a huge game for them. And we need to be able to, we just took a four-hour bus ride. We need to make sure our game traveled with us. You know, I felt kind of in that JV boys game, we were a little sluggish, a little slow. We got to come out with a lot of energy, and you're going to beat somebody on their home floor, a team that's pretty good. And they're tough and physical. You better bring your A game. But going back to Siloam, we talked about that 3-2 zone.
Yep.
And how it's tough. But, I thought we made great improvements on moving the ball and attacking it. And I thought, we were able to two-guard it and then attack kind of like that, the baseline of it, which is what you got to do. The ball moved really well. We just couldn't make enough shots. But, the first time we played them, we didn't even take many shots. We had more turnovers than shots.
Yeah.
And but we did. I thought we did a really good job. Kai played really well up top. Doing a better job of seeing things and just kind of shifting it with a bounce. We was able to get some length on the backside. Able to get Luke in that runner spot and we had Dover and Dewey in there posting up and occupying, really banging those guys around. And, so I really loved what we did offensively, but, the sneaky thing about Siloam is they're really skilled offensively.
Yep.
And they don't get enough credit because their defense is so daggum good, but golly, they got a really nice team. You got the Stewart kid, Coach Stewart's son, he's going to be at the next level.
Oh, yeah.
Playing and he's really talented player. He's really taking his game to the next level. They got really good shooting around it, really good size around it. It's a team, they're our West Conference is matched up with the Central, and we've got four really good teams that we're going to send over there, and all of them are going to stand a really good chance because they all play hard. They're talented and they're very well coached. Love all the coaching matchups that you get to go against night in, night out here in the West. Some really good coaches, but man, we got some just really fantastic dudes, coaching these boys' teams. So, it's been a pleasure. And I, Donnie Husband over here at Greenwood, he's one of my favorite. He's just a good guy, and he's a legend. You know, he's Oklahoma legend, Hall of Fame, and I love the way his team plays. You know, they run that Princeton offense, and they're really gritty. They're really tough. He's doing some really good things over here in Greenwood. You know, this is obviously everybody knows Greenwood for their football, but they play some really good basketball over here.
Absolutely, and this is a game you definitely, you know, because mathematically you guys are not out of it yet, and so this is definitely a game that you want to play smart and avoid any mistakes.
Correct. We got to win. You know, it's one game at a time. You know, this is a big one. You got to get it. But you know what? This is what I love about our guys. You know, this isn't really the season that we all envisioned, but this is the season we've got.
Yep.
And I think the past couple of weeks we've grown as close as really any team I've had. And you know, you got ups and downs. You know, when you're not winning, you know, there's a lot of negativity that tries to surround and kind of creep in your program. But what I love about our guys is that they block that out.
Yep.
You know, they're learning to block that out. So we keep all that negative stuff away. You know, we like to be positive. You know, we want to look at this challenge. You know, the crazy thing, I was talking to a former player today, Baylor Crisillis. Shout out to my man Baylor down at Arkansas Tech. And he's like, Coach, how's things going? And he, you know, all of our guys follow us. And I was like, well, you know, it's been a tough season, but we've got great kids. And his first thing was, well, Coach, it sounds like, a great – going through all that adversity is only going to make you better for the future.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, he's a guy that came through our program, and he understands that noble mindset of growing through adversity. And that's what I love about our guys. They're taking this. They work their tail off. They do everything we ask them. And we're just enjoying this for however long it goes. We want it to extend. But we're just focused on tonight in Greenwood, and we really need to bring it against these guys tonight.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Matt, it's good to see you down here at Greenwood, my man. Appreciate all you do.
You bet.
Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. Thank you, Josh. That was Josh Fulcher there. Let's take a look at our halftime numbers real quick. Right now, Mount Holmes' leading scorer was Amelia Rucker with 6 points, a couple of threes tonight. Four so far for Cameron Mullen and two for Whitten Coleman. She was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Well, what can you say about Maddie Cartwright? She is as tough as they come. She is leading the way with 18 points. 9 on the night for Abby Summit, 4 for Anna Trusty, 3 for Megan Gray, and 2 for Carly Sexton. This game had one tie early at 3-3, and then Greenwood just took over from there. Mountain Home is actually out rebounding Greenwood right now, 15-13. Turnovers, Mountain Home with 19, and Greenwood with 2, and that's been the story so far. Well, that's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll take a 9-second break, come back, and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at halftime, Greenwood leading Mountain Home 36-12. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most.